So before you go, Franklin, in closing, we have two events at least that you need to be part of describing. Coming up at the end of August, if I'm not mistaken, you have the Bodacious Hoedown. Do you want to mention that?
I sure do. We do this really for our farm customers more than anything else, but everybody's welcome. We take a Saturday afternoon, it'll be the 1st of September, and we have field games. And of course, they always think it's a great idea to play Dunk the Money Changer. They go and get a dunking booth just so they can do it. It's over at Wright's where there's a big stone bottom creek, and we have a big tug of war over that, and a number of other games. Then we have supper with, which will be our own barbecue pork and chicken.
Uh-huh.
And I think Susan's working on squash pies already. And all the rest of it, potato salad and all that sort of stuff.
It's a southern experience, to say the least.
And then afterwards, they have an old time band, which is not
uh-huh.
a country band. It's an old time band. It's the ancestor of country, coming up from Georgia. And this same great dance caller that we had last year. And
uh-huh.
so we'll be dancing until everybody gets too tired to dance anymore.
What about the pig kissing contest?
There will be a pig kissing contest. I'll be holding the pig, not killing the pig, not kissing the pig, and it will not be a big pig. It's not a pig big enough to hurt you, but
okay.
There will be a pig kissing contest, and it's free.
Okay,
you know,
now
if you can get here, you can come, but you need to email me and let me know you're coming.
Okay, but they can find out more at Top of the World Farm website.
Right. topoftheworldfarm.com.
Okay. And then Transformations and Renewals is up at transformationsgathering.com. You just put out the announcement to your list today. You want to say anything about it?
I'm really anxious to see what will happen. You and I have an idea of what's going to happen, what we're going to talk about. But one of the best parts of the Transformations Conference is that everybody who attends plays a role, that there are these four what I call pivotal groups where folks are going to get together and swap answers, so to speak, and maybe come up with some answers that they didn't know they had, too. So basically you want me to explain how we got into this? Or?
Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
Last Christmas Eve after, you know, we've been to church and we had supper and everything, and it was the end of the day, and you and I and Susan were sitting by the fire.
And I bought a bottle of Armagnac. Let's be truthful about that.
Yes, you did bring a bottle of Armagnac, which may have contributed to the idea. I don't know. But anyway, we were sitting there talking, and we were both lamenting about the fact that we knew so many people, who had so many customers and clients, who felt like they were isolated, you know, who felt like, well, I'm the only person in the world who feels this way. And these are invariably excellent people, people who function at a high level, but not, they're generally the sort of people who also take care of their family and their community and their colleagues. And so they're more than just self-made successes. You know, they're well-rounded,
they're givers.
Intelligent people, and they feel like they're alone because they look around, and for heaven's sakes, they're having to fight government regulation. They're having to fight problems in the market that are caused by government, banking, and finance, and then they have to fight with the complete debasement of society around them. And they begin
right.
to wonder, am I the only person who plays by the rules anymore? Am I the only person who has any values? And the fact is, as you and I pointed out in that conversation, there are a lot of those people. I mean, most of my customers are that kind of people.
Right.
And so we decided that we ought to have a conference where these folks could get together and network and also find out that they're not the only ones that feel that way. And the main point here, Catherine, in my mind is I don't want to talk to anybody else. I just don't have time anymore for people who sit in front of their computer all day looking for proof that the world really is coming to a collapse in the next couple of weeks and emailing out 50 examples of that every day. I don't want
right.
that. I want to work with intelligent people not to create a whole new world, but to create a new economy right here off of my workbench. In other words,
right.
I'm not trying to do the great turnaround for the entire cosmos. I'm just trying to build a sane economy and a sane culture where I live, in my community. And
right.
that's what I think most of these people want to do.
Right.
So,
and we
anyway,
need we need to be not alone. Two, we need to be networked. I'm tired of seeing this kind of person lose time and lose money by being tricked. So I want to find a way to connect us in a way that we become more discerning and more intelligent and harder to trick, because we're sharing with each other our knowledge in a way that protects us. So it's not just, I see too many of these people feeling tired and feeling drained, and I know if they have a network and a community through network that makes them smart about these things, they can go a lot faster and live inside a draining situation, but basically be part of building a future and feel jazzed about it. So I know it can be done because I'm seeing people do it, but they've made a real effort to build those networks. So I'm with you. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Well, you know, one thing I ought to add about it, too, is that what you and I have been through has taught us faith.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we're specifically Christians, but people who – and we'll be talking about that in the context of faith. But that doesn't mean that someone who's not a Christian would not be welcome if he's comfortable. And it'll be, you know, it'll be held at our church. So
right.
It'll be, you know, there'll be a lot of different viewpoints. I'm sure of that. But I don't think that anyone can really sustain himself in a world that's so hard and hostile without faith in God. I don't see that that's possible. Now, maybe there are folks out there who think they can do that, but I'm not one of them.
Well, you sure can't do it alone. So
no.
I just see this as a chance and I know coming around this, we have a great group in Honewald, a great group around the church. You know, there's this whole great group around Middle Tennessee, and a lot of them are coming and going to be part of it. So I'm very enthusiastic. Of course, all the food is local by local businesses that have been started in the last 15 years. It's
right.
pretty amazing. Anyway, okay, well, Franklin, until next month, thank you again. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up August 16th, next week, we have John Rappaport and I doing Best Books Part 2. Then on August 23rd, Equity Markets, Chuck Gibson's joining me, The View from Silicon Valley. We're going to give an overview on what's happening in technology and why technology is advancing and accelerating so fast. It's going to be a great overview that will really help you understand a lot about what's going on, not just in the markets, but in the world. And then August 30th, John Rappaport's second monthly special, Inside the PR Matrix. So until next week, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.